USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the nation seems to be recovering from the pandemic nicely across several metrics.
Nearly 85% of jurisdictions all across our country are reporting a very steep decline in cases. This week, cases nationwide have declined by 6%. The hospitalization rate for the virus has been reduced by half since April.
The president, speaking there during a news briefing at his New Jersey resort, also saying he would consider granting a pardon to Edward Snowden, a former contractor for the NSA who leaked information on the nation's spy programs. Snowden's been living in exile in Moscow for over 6 years. The president's younger brother, Robert Trump, has died at 71. He had been ailing for months, and President Trump visited him at a New York City hospital on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
At his late-day news briefing in New Jersey yesterday, President Trump was again calling on Democratic leaders to compromise when it comes to a new deal on a new COVID-19 relief bill. The president saying,
"We want money to go to people. They want money in order to bail out states that have done very poorly."
But he says the nation's economy will probably continue to improve even if there is no such deal. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may recall lawmakers to Washington ending the August recess a little earlier than planned. Politico reporting the move would be to work on finding a fix for the U.S. Postal Service lack of funding issue. Many California residents saw a second day of rolling blackouts yesterday as extreme heat bakes the western U.S. Over 270,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers had their power shut off last evening for over 2 hours. That heat wave is not expected to break in the west until Wednesday or Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Democratic National Convention begins tomorrow night, a virtual affair because of the pandemic. It'll run for the next 4 nights from 9 to 11 Eastern. Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump want kids back in school this fall for several reasons, telling reporters in West Virginia yesterday.
"We really do believe it's best for our kids. It's best for children with special needs, learning disabilities, nutrition programs that are available. President Trump and I believe, as you do, we need to get our kids back to school this fall."
President Trump withdrawing his nomination of a controversial choice to lead the Bureau of Land Management. William Perry Pendley had come under fire because he had previously advocated for selling off public lands and made some controversial comments about Islam, Black Lives Matter, and illegal immigrants. Pendley has been serving as the head of the agency for a year before he was formally nominated to the position by President Trump in June. It appears U.S. troops leaving Germany won't be going far. The U.S. and Poland have agreed to a new deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Warsaw yesterday to sign what's called the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. Terms call for more American troops to be stationed in Poland. President Trump has called the agreement truly historic. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.